Okay, we are on the bottom of Kuf Hey Amid Beis. We had been discussing about Mekalkel and Kriya, and the mitzvah of Kriya. So the Gemara has a little bit of a gadata about funerals. And the Gemara says, we're about 15 lines from the bottom, Amar Mishem ben Pazi, Amar Mishu ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Kol ha-mor dimos al adam kosher, whoever cries tears for an adam kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so front, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts those tears, U'manichan bebeiz ginazov, and he stores those tears in his storehouse. Shenamar, because it says, Nodi, the wanderer, Sefarta ata sima demasi, you counted my and you placed my tears, benodicha, in your flask, halo sefarticha, didn't you count them? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol ha-mitz'atzel be'hespedo shel chacham, if anyone is lazy about attending a hesped or participating in a hesped of a chacham, royal lekovru, b'chayef, he deserves to be buried while he's alive. Shenamar, because it says when Yehoshua ben Nun died, v'yikbru oso b'gvul nachlas b'timnas tzerach, and they buried him there, asher b'har Ephraim, which is in Ephraim, mitzafon lahar Gash, to the north of Har Gash. So what's Har Gash? So Malamed that teaches us Sherogash Alayan Har Lohorgon, that the mountain was feeling to kill them. Right, Rash, from anger. Right, the mountain was angry. The mountain wanted to kill everybody. Tosfos points out in the bottom, little Tosfos, Bishum de lo Ashkechan Tziv Bei VeYivchu Oso Shloshim Yom Kibo B'Moshe V'Aaron. We don't find anywhere that anyone mourned properly for Yehoshua. So because of that, you see that they didn't mourn properly for Yehoshua. They were worthy of dying. Amar Abchir Bar Abba, Amar Abyochanan, Kol Hamis Atzel Behespedo Shel Chacham. If anybody's lazy regarding the Hespedim of a Chacham, Enomar Yamim, he doesn't have his days lengthened. Mida Keneged Mida. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Because you were upset. You didn't care about a Chacham dying early. So Hashem's not going to care about you dying early. It's Mida Keneged Mida. Shenemar, like it says, Besa Sa'ah. In an exact measure, b'shilcha terivena, when you're sent away, you're going to have to account. There's going to be a contention. Okay. Hvei Reb Chiya bar Abba l'Reb Yochanan. What do you mean that the Bnei Yisrael didn't mourn properly for Yehoshua? It says, v'yabdu ha'am es Hashem, kol yimei Yehoshua, v'chol yimei hazakenim asher ha'arichu yamim. Well, the Canaan's lives were lengthened after Yehoshua. After Yehoshua. So what do you mean that Yehoshua, they didn't mourn properly for him? So he answered back, Yonim Harichu. No, they had long days. Rashi explains, the days that they had were very good. They were very full. They were very good, very happy days. But Shonim Lo Harichu. But they didn't have long years. That they didn't have. So in other words, okay, fine. They on some level, they deserve some kind of praise. So they had very, very full, very fulfilling days. But it didn't last very long. Elamiatos, if that's true, so when it says in the pasuk, "Laman yirbu yimeichem, v'nei b'neichem yamim v'lo shanim," you also mean to tell me that bracha, "Laman yirbu yimeichem, v'nei b'neichem al adama asher natan," all that's only days and not years? So the Gemara answers, "No, bracha shiny. If it's a bracha, then it's different. Then it's not narrowly defined to just mean days." It means years as well. Fine. If Amar Abchir bar Abba Amar Yochanan, Echad min ha'achin shemeis, if someone's family, right, and one of the brothers passes away, Yidagu kol ha'achin kulon. All the brothers have to be nervous about that. Echad b'bnei chabur shemeis, if one of the chevra dies, right, one of the chevra dies, Tidag kol ha'chabur kula. The whole chevra has to be nervous, because on some level it's a rebuke to the whole chevra. Amrile demeis gadol. Some say if the greatest of the chevra dies, right? It's called the greatest of the chevra died. So I'm also up for inspection. I'm also up for Hashem looking at me, right? But Amrile just the opposite. Demeis katan. The smallest one died. So I'm not the smallest one. So I'm also up for. I have to be careful now. So that goes both ways. Fine. The Mishnah had said, V'chol ha-makalkalin peturin. Right? All makalkalin is potter. Okay? Tani Rabbi Avohu, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMakatlin Peturin. It's true that Kol HaMakatlin Peturin, but only 37 of the Malachos. Chut, except Michovel Umavir. Except for Chovel, which is hitting, making a wound, which is a told of Shochet, of killing. We'll have tomorrow's daf why that is. Umavir. And Mavir is kindling a fire. Mavir is extinguishing a fire. Those two... Burning. Those two, even if it's Makalkel, it's still Chayiv. Generally, when you burn something, it's Makalkel. Generally, when you hit somebody, you're Makalkel, you're destroying the guy. But those two are Chayiv, even if it's Makalkel. So Amalei, Sir Yochanan told him back, Puk Tani Livra, go learn that outside. Go take that outside. That's not true. Chovel Umavir ain't a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. It's not true. That teaching is not a teaching. Okay? That teaching is not a teaching. What does that mean? It's not true that there's two exceptions. It's not true. The Im Tim Salomer Mishnah, and if you want to tell me that it is a correct teaching, that Chovel and Mavir are different, that it has to be only in one specific case. Chovel Bitzarech Lakalbo. It's a case of hitting because you need the blood for the dog. The dog is sick, you want to give the dog blood, or the dog wants to eat blood, whatever the case may be. But even though you're hitting, there's a constructive result coming out of this. Mavir, Pitzarech La'afaro, well, you need the ashes. So again, even though you're burning the wood, there's still a constructive result. The constructive result is you need the ashes. So those two are different. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Avo didn't seem to say that. Rabbi Avo didn't seem to qualify it that it's where there's a constructive result. He just said that those two are not under the category of Kol HaMakalkel Peturin. So the Gemara asks, V'ha'anan Tanan Kol HaMakalkelin Peturin. But the Mishnah said on Daf Kuf Hey Amid Beis, Kol HaMakalkel in Peturin. Right? The Mishnah didn't qualify it, but not two. The Mishnah said, All Makalkel in our Potter. So what's going on? So the Gemara answers, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Shimon, Bebraisa Rabbi Shimon, the Braisa over here goes like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? Rashi says it means that the same machlokas that they have, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have about malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, is carried over to the issue of makalkel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is chayiv. However, there must be some constructive result somehow. There must be some constructive result. So he would say that the only way you could ever be chayiv for chovel and mavir is if you want the dam and you want the offer. If you don't want them, then it's not going to be a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa because you didn't do anything. You just burnt. And then the Mishnah says, kol makalkel peturin. That's from Yehuda. Yesterday we said the Mishnah was like Rav Shimon. Rashi raises that question. Rashi says something extremely dachuk. Rashi says is, the first four words of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Hakorea bechamaso. If somebody rips in anger, v'al meso, and on his mace, that's the malacha she'ein tzricha legufa and your potter. Then, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, v'kol makalkel in peturin. And the next three words is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's very dachuk to say that. Because it reads like one sentence. Sometimes you have the ratio is one tana, the sefer is another tana, but there's a break. There's like, you know, a new, not even, even if it's the same sugya, but at least it doesn't even read as one sentence. This is literally one sentence. It's broken up in half. We're going to have more problems with Rashi in a few minutes. But right now, that gets out of that problem. So the Mishnah is of Yehuda. So he says, Kol Makalkel in Peturin. Why? Because he holds Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. But you have to have something. You have to have something. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're burning up a piece of wood because you want the offer, then the fact that you're destroying the wood is irrelevant because you're getting the offer. So you're having a tikkun here. According to Rav Shimon, there is no way, it's not possible by Mekalkel for it to ever be chayiv.
Who says that the statement
can't have those two? That's going to be, Rav Shimon's going to have another reason why you're chayiv for those two. Otherwise he would hold, you can never be chayiv for Mekalkel. Rashi says it better than I ever could. Rashi says, Ubrais Rav Shimon hi. It's like all the way adjacent to where the last two lines of the Gemara. Right, you see it? Ubrais Rav Shimon hi. The Amar, because he says, Malachash ain't tzricho l'gufa pater aleha. He holds, Malachash ain't tzricho l'gufa pater. Hilkach, ain't lach chovel u'mavir she'ain mekalkel. It's impossible to have chovel and mavir that's not going to be mekalkel. Why? Vafilu mavir eitzim, look at Rasso. Even if you're burning wood, but you're cooking on the fire, so I'm getting a result, I'm getting food. He holds Malachash ain't tzricho, Rashi explains, Afilu Mavir Eitzim Lekadeirazo, Mekalkalu Eitzim, Mekalkalu Eitzel Eitzim. You're ruining the Eitzim. Ay, Umachu Masakin Eitzel Acherim. Ay, you're getting the food. The food's getting cooked. He doesn't care. Lev Shimon Lo Chashiv. He doesn't care. Taha Malachash ain't tzricho Lagufihi. That's the Malachash ain't tzricho Lagufa. My act is burning the wood. Yeah, I get a positive result. He doesn't care. Right? He holds that if you take the mace out of your house because it's smelling up the house, that's the Malacha Shei Tzvichu L'gufa. Now the house is going to smell better. He doesn't care about that. He holds Malacha Shei Tzvichu L'gufa is potter. So the Rashi says, Elamishum de Mekalkel. Because it's Mekalkel. You're destroying it. So he there's never a situation where he could hold that you're chayev for Mekalkel. So the Gemara says, but Rashi points out, b'chol v'avara chayev kidol v'kanei. But he has limudim, why are you going to be chayev for them? Separate limudim. So the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braisa, well that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa is like Rabbi Shimon. What's going on here? Rashi says, it's malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though he holds malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa is chayev, so over here, there is some result. He held that if you take the mace out, you're chayav for that. Why? Because you're improving the situation. So too, even though I'm burning the wood, I'm improving the situation. Because I'm getting food. I'm getting the afar, whatever it is. What about the Mishnah says, Kol b'katzel paturin? Yeah, that's where you didn't want anything. Nothing's happening. You don't want the food. You don't want the afar. So then you just stop destroying. He says, Kol b'katzel paturin. It was to get charcoal. It was to get the charcoal. But the Gemara is going to mention something about cooking the samanim. That's cooking. That's not kindling. It's two different malachos.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But they would kindle. They would kindle for the. They would kindle to just for the purpose of getting charcoal. So my timer, dear of ship. Okay. So the only problem with everything I just said is as follows. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is talking about doing something that you shouldn't be doing. So, regarding Shabbos, it's on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos talks about this Gemara here, and is a huge Tosfos on Kufdal on Pei Dalet Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. This is the Gemara. It's not long. But now we learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Machat Shel Yad. If you have a needle, Lito Bo Esakot. The needle's not Muksa. If you're going to use the needle to take out a thorn. So you have a thorn in your body on Shabbos, and you're going to use a needle to take out the thorn. Right? So the Gemara says, Lechosh Dil Machavi, Lechosh Dil Machavil, maybe when you take out the thorn, you're going to prick yourself. And if you prick yourself, you're going to bleed. But you're going to be chovel yourself. Right? V'havile Shigigas Skila. And you're purposely going to put yourself into a situation where you're going to be chayev skila b'shogeg, which is really a chatas. So the Gemara's discussion was, when you do things b'shogeg, but they could end up, maybe you should refrain from it. So the Gemara answers, listen to this, the Gemara says, there in Sanhedrin, no, it's not a problem. Hazam mekalkel hu. There it's mekalkel. You don't want to prick yourself. All you want to do is get the thorn out. So it's just mekalkel. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ha nicha lamanda omer makalkel pater. That makes sense if you hold that makalkel's pater. Who holds that? Rabbi Yehuda. Elo lamanda omer chayiv. But if you hold that makalkel's chayiv, who's that? It's of Shimon. My ikalamemar. What are you going to say? So the Gemara says, Man shametzle da omer makalkel bechabur chayiv. Who said that makalkel bechabur is chayiv? Reb Shimon he. It's Reb Shimon. Right? From Shimon ha'omar, kal malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa, pater aleha. If it's a malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa, you pater. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. So don't worry. Right? So Tosfos says, wait a minute. Rashi said that in our Gemara, the whole reason why Reb Shimon says you're chayiv is if it's a malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa. Right? And here, the Gemara says it's the whole reason why you pater. Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi doesn't make any sense. Right? Rashi is very, very difficult. Putting aside the fact that Rashi breaks up the first line of the Mishnah in a very dachak way, they have a much more fundamental problem. That's just dachak. This is very, very difficult. Tosfos has an entirely different way of looking at the Gemara. It's really, like it'll take 45 minutes to go through it. He has an entirely different way. He says the whole thing is reverse. It's very, very complicated. I just wanted to raise the question, raise the issue. Rashi is extremely dachuk over here, and we need to. And it's funny because when Rashi, the Gemara says over here, Rav Shimon holds Malacha Shein Tzvichu L'Guf is Potter, and Rashi says like Perak Hamatznia, Gabi Motzi Es HaMeis Pemita. If you carry out the mace, that's all Rashi says. I don't say another word about it. And the Gemara Sanhedrin. So Rashi knew that this Gemara didn't go like him. Right, he must have known that. Right, how's he going to get out of this? He must have known that on some level. That the Gemara is exactly against what he says. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara asks, so if we just said all along that Chovel Amavir, so my timer, the Gemara says, my timer Derb Shimon, what's the reason for Reb Shimon? So if he holds, you can never be Chayiv from a Kalkel, why are those two different? So the Gemara answers, Mid Itzrich Kra Lemishra Mila, since the Torah had to go out of its way to tell me that it's mutter to do a bris milah on Shabbos, right? Ha-chovel ba'alma chayev. But every other chovel is chayev. If every chovel would be potter, I wouldn't need a pasuk. Right? So since the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that you could do milah on Shabbos, Rashi quotes the pasuk, we'll have it in a few weeks, since the Mishnah tells me, since the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that, so I know that Biyom HaShmini, even if it's a Shabbos, so I know that every other one's an Usher. And here a lot of the Achwanim point out that there's no, oh, one second. And mid the Usher Rachmana, or mid the Usher Rachmana Havara, since the Torah Assered Havara Gabe Bas Kohen, if a daughter of a Kohen was Mazana with a man, her misa, her punishment is shreifa. You know, even though she's not burnt at the stake. It's not what happens to her. But they pour lead down her throat and she internally is burned. It's an internal burning. But the Torah says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Right? Well, Sivar Eish Bechol Moshe Mosechem B'Yom HaShabbos, we learn out that the Arba Mitzvos Bezin are not mutter on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So since the Torah goes out of its way to tell me you're not allowed to do that, it must be that Shema Mina, that Marv Ba'al is Chayiv. Throughout Shabbos, otherwise it's Chayiv. Okay? Of Rabbi Yehuda, and what does Rabbi Yehuda say about these Limudim? So he says, no. Hasam Misakin Hu. The guy is Misakin. Why? Because now he's a Kodesh. Now, if he's a Kohen, in what way is he Misakin? So either now he's a Jew, he's a full-fed Jew, he has Kedusha. Others say now if he's a Kohen, he's allowed to eat Truma. Before that, he's an RL, he's not allowed to. So his status changed. Mali Misakin Mila, Mali Misakin Kli. What's the difference if I'm Misakin a guy through Mila or Misakin a Kli by fixing it? Either way, there's a Tikkun here. Even though there's also a Chovel, there's a Tikkun here. So if it's a Tikkun, he holds it a Tikkun. This is unrelated to anything else we're discussing because, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, there must be a Tikkun, and the Tikkun can be extraneous. The Tikkun doesn't have to be direct result. Right? I take the mace out, my house smells better. So even though I'm Minchovel, a baby, but now he's a Kodesh. Now he's Yisrael. So it's a huge Tikkun. Mali Mavashel Pesila, what's the difference if I'm cooking the wick, which I'm going to eventually use to pour down the lady's throat? Mali Levashel Samanim. And what's the difference if I'm cooking the Samanim? Either way, I'm destroying. But in both cases, I have a tikkun. I'm preparing the molten lead, and I'm cooking the samanim. I'm going to have dyes out of it. So what's the difference? So the Rebbe Yehuda therefore holds that these cases don't serve as a model that throughout it would be different. And therefore he holds that no matter what, chovel amavel are pater. Unless there's a result. If there's a result, if there's an extraneous result, if there's, the guy that now has a bris milah, and now I get food, or I get molten lead, or whatever I want out of it, then I'm going to be chayef. Or getting blood for a dog, same thing. Rabbi Huda would say, no, getting blood for a dog, he would agree that you're chayef. The reason why the Mishnah said, kol makakl peturin, is because he didn't want the blood for the dog. You don't need it. Yeah.
What if the molten lead was already prepared?
So it doesn't make a difference, because you can't kill her. Even if it's prepared. But the point is, even if you it says, al-savar eish. So even if you don't prepare, it doesn't make a difference. But even if you do prepare it, I'm preparing this, I'm destroying the wood by cooking. Right? But I'm also getting the lead ready. So according to him, I'm getting a result. You're right, you don't have to cook before Shabbos. No matter what, you can't do it. But he says, if you do cook on Shabbos, I have a benefit. Even though I'm destroying the wood, I'm being mekalkel the wood, but I still have a benefit because I'm getting the lead. So even though I'm destroying the wood, but I'm cooking my chicken. So according to him, that's a benefit. Then we're not going to say kol makakl peturin, according to him. According to Shimon, we would, because he holds malacha shein tzricha leguf as pater. So if malacha shein tzricha leguf as pater, the fact that you get an unrelated benefit is irrelevant to him. He doesn't care, the Rashi says. He doesn't care about the food. You destroy the wood. Kol makakl peturin. Okay, so by Mavir, we have a separate limud why you should be chayef. Okay. So some say, what?
I thought we were saying that the price is the price that is part of the rubber food. It said
right.
Chutzmin.
Chovel Mavir. Right.
And we said that's from Shimon.
Right. Right.
Mishnah that just says that you always butter is Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Exactly.
I thought that would mean even Mavir, even Chovel Mavir.
According to Rabbi Yehuda? Yes. If there's no constructive purpose. So when the Mishnah says Kol Mekalkel Peturin, he's talking about you're just being Mekalkel for no reason. You're being Mekalkel for no reason. So then you're Pater. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you're Mekalkel by Chovel for no reason, you're still Chayev. Even if it's for no reason, you're still Chayev. Why? Because if I'm Chovel for Mila, I'm allowed to do that. Every other Chovel, I'm Chayev. If not for that Limud, he would hold you never Chayev. Even if you want the Dam. Even if you want to cook food. You never would be Chayev. Why? Because it's Mekalkel, and it's a Malacha Shetzirich HaLagufa. So whatever benefit you're getting is irrelevant. Okay. Okay, everyone got that? Okay. A lot of action here. Some want to say that the line of Mali Masakin Mila, Mali Masakin Kli, does not mean that if somebody has a bris mila that you should be over from Akiva Patash. Because now he's finished. Now the baby's finished. It's not true. You're not chayef Akiva Patash. Because you're only finished in a religious way. You only finished halachically. Lamaicha, the baby's born. So what does it mean? Mali Masakin Mila, Mali Masakin Kli? Doesn't it seem to imply? But no, it's just for purposes of Mavir and purposes of Chovel. But it wouldn't imply that you would be chayef from Akiva Patash. Also, some wanted to suggest this. There's no gozes by doing the bris mila, because gozes only applies to things that grow back. And if we caught off a bris mila, that wouldn't be because of a finger, whatever, some weird thing. That wouldn't be gozes because they don't grow back. So that's also all on this gemara here. Okay, so the next mission is talking about the malacha of trapping. So I forgot to mention yesterday, why does the perek, yesterday's daf, all of a sudden switch from ksiva to oreg? So it's... What? Oh, I'm sorry, one more line, I'm sorry. Shir Malabin, what's the Shir of Malabin? Rabbi Yosef Machvi Kafel. Rabbi Yosef demonstrated that we said that malacha is a sit. What's a sit? Sit kafel. A sit is the distance between your front finger and your middle finger when you make a V. That distance is a sit. And so he demonstrated it twice to show that it's twice over, kafel. Rab Chia bar Ami machvi pashat. Rab Chia bar Ami measured the distance between his thumb and his front finger, which is the same distance as the front finger, middle finger, twice over. Okay. Now, the next mission talks about trapping. So, last paragraph we talked about ksiva, and then all of a sudden we switch to the Rabbi Elazar Omer Ha'oreg Shlosha Chutim. Right? So where did we come from? Where did we come to Oreg all of a sudden? So I saw two pshatim. First of all, one said because it's the same shir, writing two letters and being Oreg Shtei Chutim. And another reason is, even though we were going in a crazy order, we're going in a zigzag order, there is a method to all the madness, and Kosev is the first malacha of the next set, of the last set, the first malacha of the last set of malachos, which is the malachos of Binyan. The first one is Kosev, and Oreg is the last one of the set before getting the hides ready. So we jump like that. So another pshat, because the last Mishnah, those are the two reasons. Now that we've finished, then we got into a side track of Korea, because as the Gemara had said, in the bottom of the Mishnah, it mentioned Topher because of Oreg, and then we got to Korea. Now we're back to beginning the discussion of trapping, of all making the hides, and the first malacha for making the hides is trapping. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Sipor Lamigdal, if somebody traps a bird in a closet, so the bird's considered trapped, Utzvi Labayis, and you trap a deer in a house, Chayev Yechayev, because you're trapped. The Chacham say, they agree regarding the bird. Tzipar lemigdal, they agree. But, v'tzvi, even if it's legina, even if it's in a garden, ulechatzer, or in a courtyard, ulebibrin, or in an enclosure. We're going to see what that enclosure is. Chayev. Even then you're chayev. According to Yehuda, if you have a deer in an orchard, in a huge garden, that's not trapped. The deer's free to roam. Okay, so there's a limit to how much it could roam. That's not considered trapped. It's got to be a much smaller area. That's why he held, tzvi has to be in a bias. It's got to be trapped in a house. Which is why a bird, even if it's in a house, also not considered trapped. Because it could still fly around. So it's got to be in a closet. Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, lo kol habibrin shavin. Not every encampment's the same. Not every enclosure is the same. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Mechusar tzeda potter. If it's lacking tzeda, if it's lacking being able to be trapped, it's potter. We can see what that means in the Gemara. She'ena mechusar tzeda. If it's not lacking being trapped, meaning it's already trapped, then chayev, then you're going to be chayev. Rashi says, in the Mishnah of Hatzad, in the first Rashi of the Mishnah, Hatzad Sipar, so the bottom line says, Ad shachnisu lemigdol, you bring it into the closet, mashdir balaz, chayev. That's its trapping. Abel imichnisu labayis. But if you just bring it into a house, in a nitzad bekach, that's not trapping. Shiotzibo derech chalonos, because it can fly out the window. Right? It's not trapping. It can fly out the window. Has to be trapped in the house, in the closet. Okay. So the Gemara says as follows: Tanan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Beya that the Mishnah says as follows. You are not allowed any malacha that you want to do for ochel nefesh, you are allowed to do on Shabbat, on Yontif. However, if you could have done it before Yontif, and it would have the same result, then you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. So for example, if I want a shecht on Yontif, I can. Why? Because it'll taste much better, because it's going to be fresher than 3 days ago. But trapping, well, how's that going to be better? If I want to have fish, so I could have it already trapped before Yontif. Why do I have to go ahead and trap it on Yontif? How's it going to be better? So then the Mishnah says, "Ein sadim dogim and habibrin biyontif." You're not allowed to trap fish from their enclosure. Enclosure is just a general word of where it's contained, meaning it's in the river, it's in a pond. So I can't go now and trap it. Why? Because I could have done it before Yontif. It's not going to taste better if I trap it today, but maybe it'll taste better if I get prepared today. Not if I trap it today. The ain knows thing lefnei mizonos, and I'm not allowed to feed these animals, these birds, these fish. Why? Rashi says, kivun dehein muksa, since these animals are muksa, these fish are muksa, lo masi lemitrich alayhu, I'm not allowed to be matriach myself for them. Okay? Avo but, sadin chaya v'of, I'm allowed to trap chaya and of, because they're already considered trapped, v'nos thing lefnei mizonos, and I can prepare food for them, because they're already trapped, they're already mine. That's one Mishnah. One Mishnah in Be'er. Verminu, but I'll bring you there's a problem with that Mishnah, because I have a theory from a Braisa. Because it says, Bibrin shal chayis v'shal ofos. If chayis and ofos are in some kind of enclosure, v'shal dogim, or fish, ain't sudden mayhem b'yantif. You're not allowed to trap them on yantif. The ain no stin lifnei amizonos. And you're not allowed to give them food because they're not yours. They're freed now. You're not allowed to trap them, and you're not allowed to feed them. So the Mishnah said that fish is the same. That didn't change. You're never allowed to trap the fish. Because fish are very easy to escape. It's very hard to trap them. But animals, the first Mishnah said that since they're already trapped, they're in an enclosure, they're already considered trapped. So then by you trapping them, you're not doing anything. They're already trapped. But in the second, the Braisa said, no, you can't, because they're free. They're roaming around. So they're in an enclosure, big deal. You still didn't trap them. So Gemara says, kasha chaya achaya, to kasha of chaya to chaya. One, the Mishnah said yes, the Mishnah said no, the Mishnah said yes, the Braisa said no, and kasha ofos ha ofos. Again, the Mishnah said no, and the Braisa said yes. No, the other way around. The Mishnah said yes, the Braisa said no. So the Gemara says, Bishlom achaya achaya lo kasha. I can easily answer the problem of the chayas. Why? Harab Yehuda, harab banan. The Mishnah that said that you're allowed to trap them, that's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah said that if they're already in a big enclosure, if they're in a garden or an enclosure, they're already considered trapped. So if they're already considered trapped, I'm not trapping them. They're already trapped. But the Mishnah that said you can't trap, oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. That's the Chachamim. They said that an animal has to be in the house. It has to be in a much smaller contained area. Only if it's in a much smaller contained area is it considered trapped. No. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm sorry, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hatzad Tzvi Labayas. I'm sorry, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to be in a house. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what? It's just in a beaver, that wouldn't be trapped. It's just in a beaver, it wouldn't be trapped. So then you're not allowed to trap it. But the Mishnah that said you are allowed to trap it, that's going like the Chacham, thank you, that's going like the Chachamim, who hold, even if it's in a garden, it's trapped. I had a lot to move around, it's still trapped, it's enclosed, it can't escape. So that's not a problem with the Chayas. We got out of that one. But, Ela Ofos, Ofos Kasha, why? Because they both held that a bird has to be trapped in a closet. Because they both held that you're stuck. Because they both held that a house is already too big. V'chitem, and if you want to tell me, Ofos, Ofos, Nami Lo Kasha, then Ofos, and Ofos is also not a problem. Ha Bibar Mekora. Ha Bibar She'ena Mekora. One's talking about where the house has a roof. And the other one's talking about where the enclosure doesn't have a roof. So if it has a roof, it's considered more contained. And then you're going to be trapped. The bird's going to be trapped. But if it doesn't have a roof, it's not considered contained. For habayis de makorahu. But a house has a roof. Ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda, ubein l'Rabbanan. They both agreed. Tzipor l'migdal in. That the only time a bird is going to be trapped is if it's in a closet. But labayis is low. If it's in a house, it's not trapped. Why? The house is too big. Rashi said it goes out the window. What? Rashi's going to say something similar to that. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Huna, you're right. The Mishnah of Be'ah and the Braisa we just quoted, the difference is whether or not it has a roof. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about a special bird. Our Mishnah is talking about Hacha B'tzipor Dror Askinan. We're talking about a bird called a Dror. Ushalafisha and in a Kabbalah's Maras. This bird never accepts authority. Never accepts authority. So most birds, if they're in a house, they're already considered trapped. And that's the Mishnah that says you can't trap birds because they're in the house. So you can't trap birds if it has a roof, they're already considered trapped. But our Mishnah said it has to be in a closet? That's a special bird. It's a special bird. Why? The Tana Deber Bishmal, Lamanik Rishmat Tzipor Dror. Why is it called a Tzipor Dror? Because it will live in a house just as easily as in a field. Meaning, it's not contained. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it both has to be in a closet. But the Braisa, the steer to the Braisa and the Mishnah in Be'ya, then it depends. Does it have a roof or not? So Rashi says, the Rashi of Masnisan Diktani Tzipor Labayas Lo B'tzipor Dror Eskidan Shadacha L'dor B'bayas Kibasada V'nishmetes Mizavis Mizavis. Goes from one corner to the other corner. What about flying out the window? Rashi doesn't mention that. Right? Okay, so now the Gemara says, Hasha da asas lahachi, now that I have explained that the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about, we don't have to say they're different people. We don't have to say they're different Tanayim. We can just change the case. We'll say one house had a roof and one didn't, and that explains the stira. Now that I said that, I don't have to answer the animals, the wild animals, by saying that one's one shita, one's another shita. I can say it's the same person. V'chaya chaya nami lo kasha, habibar gadol, habibar katan. One's in a big enclosure, and one's in a small enclosure. So at some point, everybody's going to agree that if it's so big, it's not considered a trap, at least at the Raisa level. If the Rabbanan it is, the Raisa it's not. So heichidan and biber gadol, heichidan and biber katan. What's the difference between a big one and a small one? Where's the cutoff? So Amrav Ashi, kol hecha dirot basrei umatilei b'chad shaychei. It's considered small if you can jump at the animal in one jumping and catch it. Then it's such a small enclosure, that's called the biber kata. Then it's considered already trapped. Because all you gotta do is one jump, you're gonna get it. That's biber kata. V'edach, everything else is a biber gadol. That's a biber gadol. Inami or, kol hecha denafil tula kasalim ahadadi. If the two walls of the enclosure, if the shadows that form from the walls touch each other, and Tosus points out that if you make the walls high enough, it's always going to happen. But they had standard walls for enclosures. So on the standard walls for enclosures, the two walls are, when the shadows form, the two shadows are going to touch each other. That's pretty small. Then that's called a biber katan. That's biber katan. V'idach, everything else biber gadol. It's a biber gadol. V'inami or kol hecha deleku ukte. If it doesn't have nooks and crannies and like corners to run to escape, that's biber katan. V'idach and everything else biber gadol. It's a biber gadol. And the Achrona point out all three are the same shear. There's different ways of explaining the same shear. It's all the same shear. The shear is: can you jump at it and catch it at one lunge? If you can, then it's considered a biber katan. Otherwise, it's a biber gadol. So if it's a biber katan, it's already considered trapped. And that explains the theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So they can be disagreeing, but we don't have to say the Mishnah and the Braisa are disagreeing. Right? They're disagreeing. We're going to see something similar right now. For sure, being a little Omer, what did he say? He said not every enclosure is the same. Right? So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kirv Shurim Ben Gamliel. Halacha is like Shurim Ben Gamliel. Amar Le'abaya Halacha Mechal De Pligi. By saying that, you're implying that they're arguing on him. Right? So, and why? Because if they wouldn't be arguing, that you would say rather the Halacha is like the Chachamim, because that's the Rove. Why say one Tana when everyone else agreed with that? Oh, the only person who's an odd man out is a Yehuda. So you should have said the Halacha is like the Chacham if everyone agreed. So Amalei, my nafkulach mina. What's the difference? What I said? Because if I said Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham hold the same thing, then I didn't say anything wrong, right? So Amalei. So Abai answered that Gemara Gomer. We're learning Gemara over here. Zimrusa tehe. You're making it into song, meaning I'm trying to find out what the halacha is. It has to be more precise. Otherwise, you're belittling. Right? There's a Gemara there that says that David was punished on some level because he made Zmiros, right? Even though Tilvas of Chashuv, okay. Tana Rabbanan, Hatzad Tzvi Suma V'Yashan. If somebody traps a blind deer or a sleeping deer, Chayev, you're still Chayev. Why? Because they can run away. Chigo, but if it's lame, V'Zaken, or if it's old, V'Chola, or if it's sick, Pater. Why? Because it's already considered trapped. So Amalei Abayalur of Yosef, Maishnahani, Maishnahani. What's the difference between the blind and the sick? So it's Hani Avidili Rubuye, Hani Lo Avidili Rubuye. If it's blind or if it's sleeping, it smells when the person comes near, right? So quickly gets out of there. So if you trap it, you trapped. But by the sick and the lame and old, it's not moving. So you didn't do anything because it's already trapped. I've Tanya wrote elsewhere in the Braisa Hachole is Chayiv. That, right? That if you trap a sick deer, you're chayiv. Amr of Sheshes, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha b'chol ha-machmas ishsa, it depends. If it's sick because it has a fever, then it's considered not such a chola that it can't run away. But ha b'chol ha-machmas uvtana, if it has, Rashi says, ayefa, it's tired, it's exhausted, so tired, it's not even going to run away if you come near it. So it's not going to run away, then it's considered already trapped, and by you trapping it, you will not be chayiv. If somebody traps grasshoppers or gazin, Rashi says another type of grasshopper, or tsirian or wasps, a hornet, v'yitushin, or some kind of gnat, b'shabbat, chayiv. Divir of Meir, that's what Meir says. The chacham say something which we paskin like, kol shebemino nitzud, chayiv. Whatever is normal to trap for purposes, right? Then you're chayiv. V'chol she'en b'mino nitzud, potter. But if it's not normal to trap, then it's potter. It's still potter la'avalasar. This brings up the whole shayla of trapping bees. You don't need the bees. It's not a normal thing to trap. You're only doing it because it's bothering you. So they have all these, you have to look at it in the Hilchos Sukkah, they have all the coolest, all the ways to get around it. It's only maybe if it's really bothering you, if you have tsar. We're going to see in a minute what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Rabbi Rubiyat has a whole long, in the halacha of trapping, Rabbi Rubiyat has a whole discussion about how to trap the bees on Shabbos. If you set the trap before Shabbos, it's certainly okay. Because we held every malacha that you do before Shabbos is okay. The only thing you can't do is cooking. That's Gzeira Derabanan. Every malacha you could do from before Shabbos. So if you put the trap there before Yontif, it's certainly okay. Even if you're in the sukkah and the bees are there, there's ways to cover them with cups. Maybe you leave a little opening and you take the cup after you leave the meal, so that the whole thing was only temporary. It's all because of tzar. There's a whole discussion over there. Tanya Idach, Hatzad Chagavim B'Shas Hatal Potter. If you trap grasshoppers at the time of the dew, you're going to be potter. Why? Rashi explains, because the grasshoppers get blinded. And they're blinded to such an extent, they're totally immobilized. Unlike a deer, which can smell a person and still run away, these grasshoppers are totally immobilized, they can't move. B'shas hashrav chayev. But if it's during a heat wave, then you're chayev, because they can still run away. Elazar ben Mahavai omer im hayu machlakas. If there's a swarm, ubos, and they come near you, potter. Then you're potter. Why? Because Rashi says they're all made to be caught. Because there's so many of them, it's a swarm, there's so many of them, that they just gotta stick your hand out. So that you didn't do anything, it's not considered a mice of trapping. So they asked the question, Elizabeth Mahavoy, a Reisha Koi? Did he qualify the Reisha to say that the only time a blind grasshopper's potter is if it's a swarm? Oh, a Seifa Koi. Or did he qualify the Seifa? That the Seifa said that if there's a heat wave, you're chayav if you trap? Unless it's a swarm. So which one did he mean? So Toshma Hatzad Chagavim, if somebody traps grasshoppers, B'shas HaTal, Pater. If it's during the dew, you're Pater, because they're more large, they're blind. B'shas HaShra, if it's during the heat wave, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. And Elezer ben Mahavoy Omer, he said, Afilu B'shas HaShra, even during the heat wave, Im Hayu Makalchos, Ubo's Pater. If they come in a swarm, then you're going to be Pater. So he was obviously qualifying the second part. So just real quickly, for one line of the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Shinta Zayin Sif Aleph, he says that if you trap a bird and or other birds or other deer, then Eino needs a boat. But if it's not something that's normally trapped, Pater Avalasar. Right? Then Eino needs a boat, Pater Avalasar. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say something flies into the house. Something flies into the house. The window's open and it flies in. Right? And now, you want to, now, Ubizman HaKor, it's cold. Sheyesh tsar, tsina, or tsar acher, and all of a sudden it got cold, and now you want to close the window. So, kasev achaya adam demutter, linol. In ein kavanaso, rak lahatzel min hakar. Your kavana is only to close the window because it's cold. It's a psik resha. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, ve'ein ratza klal betzidat tzipor. You don't want to trap the bird. You just want to close the window because you're cold. Or the fly, or the, whatever it is. Kivun de ein bo tzeda do raisa, it's only the Rabbanon. Af al daft havi tzikreshen kid Rabbanon, which is still usher. Aval b'shach, nevertheless, he said it's mutter. Why? Because of tzar. So tzikreshen de Rabbanon, the lo nichole, you don't want it trapped. Right? But welcome tzar, so there are ways to, there are some coolness about that. Okay, today's shiur was learned, today's shiur was sponsored by the Kogel family, and we're still waiting for a reason. Amen. Thank you.